Well, here we are, the cottages joining everybody. And I'm glad we can do that. It's always great when everybody meets together. I like to see the girls, some have been in the cottage with me, and so it's really like a big family, getting together and loving Jesus this morning. And when I looked to the Lord about what should I teach the cottage this time, and again and again I was impressed, do the holy war. Now that's a big subject, isn't it? But it's not too deep or too hard for young children to understand what it means to be saved. And now the holy war is written by John Bunyan, just like Pilgrim's Progress, and it deals with the heart of men.
Yes.
And this is very important, our heart. So I thought, let me teach that. I taught this once in a village years ago, and then once I think I did in a cottage too. And so I did it again this time. And it was a real blessing to my own soul when I was preparing. For you to understand this a little better, what we are saying afterwards, and girls, pay good attention to what I'm saying and what's being said afterwards, and the Bible verse they're quoting. The children know whatever they're quoting, whatever they're singing, they know exactly what it means. We went through that, and I don't teach anything unless they know what they're doing. And so it's not just singing something, but it's the whole time, you know, what they have been hearing, and it's part of, holy war, all these allegories, they are pictures. They are helpers to understand the Word of God better. And this holy war has pictures, has a teaching, some of the fundamentals in the Bible. And we are teaching the fundamentals of the Bible. And so the children are beginning to understand better because we are trying to make it easier for them. And just for you to understand, I'll give you just a few examples. Now, there's El Shaddai, another word of God in the Bible, a name. And he builds a city. And the city is called Man Saul. That's the heart. And then he's delighted to build that city with a huge wall. Has five entrances, five gates. One is eye gate, nose gate, mouth gate, ear gate, field gate. And only through one of these gates you can get in. But there was happiness, was harmony, was joy in that city, was perfect. And there was a castle in the middle and in the center. And El Shaddai said, that's for me. I keep that place for me. And so, wonderful. Everything was beautiful till the enemy, El Shaddai's enemy, Diabolus, wants to come in. And he succeeds through field gate, ear gate, field gate, taste gate, smell. He deceives the people. And Misdiah, the head man of the city, and that's important for all of us, the will. Misdiah lives in that city. And he opens the gate. Because he thought, that's okay. We can disobey. El Shaddai, what happened? Diabolus gets in to ear gate, gets to the castle, and starts to rule. Everything changed, of course. And they were not happy. But you know, after a while, it was okay. Everything seemed to be okay again, but it was not. And so this is one picture. The next picture is Prince Emmanuel, the son of El Shaddai, dies for the people in that city. And he also rises from the dead, and he and his army get to the gate. And they are starting and hoping they can get in, but nobody opens. Misdiah says, we don't want you. And so they start the attack. And the attack is the word of God, John 3:16. God so loved the world. and they shouted, "Tell the citizen we have here Mr. Innocent, we have Mr. Dr. Captain Faith, we have Misunderstanding, we have Mr. Conscience, we have Captain Conviction," and many people like that. And we have the High Secretary, which is the Holy Spirit. They're all, we're hearing about this in the cottage. And so, when they were attacking like this, the people realized, He loves us. They rushed to the gate, Miss Margaret opened, and now comes a very important lesson, and this is, He did not come in. They opened up, now they wanted Him to come in. Didn't come in. And why didn't He come in? They sent a petition, "Please come, we want you to come." Another petition, nothing happened, another petition. And finally, Mr. Conviction, Captain Conviction, he said, "You're doing something wrong. You never told Him that we have sinned. You never told Him that we feel bad, that we did sin. You never told Him we're going to forgiveness. And we want you to live in the castle." And that was missing. And just for our own relation, we cannot just say, "Excuse someone, my heart doesn't come in like that." I need repentance, I need forgiveness. And so then they send that petition with Captain Faith, and the High Secretary sealed it and sent off. And what happened? He came right to the gate and now started the battle. And that's the Holy War, starting between Diabolus and Jesus. Who's going to win? And he, of course, he got to the castle quick. He got Diabolus, he dragged him out of the city, and he was gone. But do you think he wanted to come back? Sure enough. So the next picture is the people, they were invited to the castle for visits. That's prayer. They could come anytime. Then for a big feast. That's the picture of the church. All together, like today, during the big feast here, feasting of Jesus. And so they neglected. Why did they do it? Because the Diabolus had his helper and kept them busy all the time. Till they, "Oh, we have no time. Reading Bible? No time. Going to church? No time." And so slowly they neglected and didn't come anymore. And so, now there's another good picture. Prince Emmanuel, he left the castle and went to the extreme end of the city. People didn't realize it, didn't notice it. It was gone. And out of their sight. And then Diabolus came. Now he wanted to get in. And he came to their gate. They didn't open. They learned their lessons. Now he came to see them, and he got in. And now comes the death. From then on, back and forth. And they had golden slings given to them before. And those were the promises of God. And they used them, but they were too weak. They could not win that battle. So finally, Mr. Conviction said again, "Listen, what shall we do? Mr. Understanding, I know what to do. We send another petition." And they did the same thing. Ask forgiveness, acknowledge their sin, and he came right away. Of course, he won the battle. He, for them, with them. And so then, that's we have many things in between. But then at the end, he gets them together and he tells them, "Look, you know we have the enemy, and he will always try to win the victory. There's always going to be a battle. That's not coming to an end. But if you give me the privilege to live in your castle, I will help you to win the battle for you and with you. And who is the main person in the city? I will. If I want Jesus, he'll come. My will is important." And so then he said also, "If you do this, okay, I'm going to be with you." But then also he said, "My father and I, El Shaddai and Prince Emmanuel, we're preparing a wonderful place. And one day, you're going to live in that place. All the battles are ended, finished. No more battles. And it's coming back to as it used to be in the beginning." And now, that picture starts with the cottage in the Word of God. You all know, in the beginning, outside of the city. What is it? We're telling you.
Fellowship with God. All was harmony and peace. But God has an enemy, Satan. Satan did not like this harmony and happiness and found a way to trick Adam and Eve to do wrong and disobey God. Sin, or doing wrong, separates from God. So Adam and Eve had to leave this place of happiness and fellowship with God. For the first time, their heart was not perfect anymore. Sin had come in.
Through one man, sin entered the world, and death through sin, and in this way, death came to all men, because all have sinned. Romans 5:12.
God, who knew this would happen, had a marvelous plan. He was going to send his Son into the world to die for our sins.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
And then one day, Jesus came into this world to take away our sins. Although he suffered a cruel death, he knew he would rise again in great triumph over Satan and return to his Father in heaven.
Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy 1:15.
Jesus not only died for our sins, but he also wants to cleanse us from our sins and live in our hearts. Special time with him. We read his word and talk to him in prayer. This way we stay close to Jesus. From sin. He will try very hard to trick us to do wrong. He also will try to keep us away from reading God's word, to pray to Jesus, or to go to the house of God.
Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm.
Able to resist the enemy in our own strength, but our faith and trust is in Jesus, our mighty King. Through the power of His Holy Spirit, He will help us to do right, using the Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. Whenever we do wrong, Jesus will forgive us again and cleanse our hearts. But God has a much better plan for us. He does not want defeat, but constant victory over the enemy and live a joyful life with Jesus. That is why He sent Jesus as our Savior and great King into this world.
Lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be lifted up, ye
the King of Glory.
The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of Glory. Psalm 24.
Jesus, our great King of Glory, loves us very much. He sees our struggle, and if we let Him and trust Him, He will fight the battles for us. Jesus is able to keep our hearts pure and clean. He will give us mighty victories over the enemy, so one day we will enter the heavenly city, where He will be our great King forever and ever. We all should ask God this question. Is Jesus our great King today? Does Jesus rule our heart today?
Glory by Thee, glory by Thee, glory by Thee.
Thank you. I sure learned a lot sitting there, and I even found myself singing, and I had to stop myself because you were supposed to sing, but you inspired me.